Today, the U.S. Supreme Court begins 3 days of arguments on the constitutionality of the Affordable Health Care Act. That's the national health care overhaul that President Obama signed into law, which is being challenged by 26 states. As we know, the federal statute was based on the Massachusetts health care law. So we asked WBUR's Martha Biebinger to come in and talk about how a decision by the Supreme Court could affect what happens here in the Bay State. Welcome, Martha.
Hi, Anthony.
So the big question, of course, is this one around the individual mandate, the requirement that almost everyone buys health insurance. It's part of the Massachusetts law and the federal law. So if the high court finds the mandate is unconstitutional, does the mandate still continue in Massachusetts?
It does still continue in Massachusetts because the constitutional issue is, can the federal government require states to do this? Well, Massachusetts has done it voluntarily and expects to continue to do it, so any federal decision would not have an effect here.
Okay. And what about a related provision that residents can't be denied insurance if they have a pre-existing condition? That's another issue that's in both the federal law and the state law.
That's right. Massachusetts actually passed the requirement that insurers have to take everybody back in the 90s. That's been in place for a while, and there's no expectation it would change. The federal court decision would not have any effect.
And another piece of the federal law that the justices will consider is this. Can the federal government force states to expand Medicaid to cover more low-income residents? This is also part of the Massachusetts law. So what happens if they find that unconstitutional?
Expanding coverage and expanding the coverage that government subsidizes was part of the law that Massachusetts passed in 2006. As long as the federal government can continue that match, and that's a much bigger political question, as you know, the expectation is that Massachusetts would continue to provide subsidized coverage. The most recent polls show that somewhere around two-thirds of residents support the law. So the political backing for it here is still solid, and whatever the federal government does won't affect what the state can do on its own.
I see. So it sounds like there are pretty well no legal issues before the high court in which a decision would trump Massachusetts law.
That's correct.
Okay. But let me ask you about an issue raised by the Boston Globe recently. They looked at a hospital emergency room near the New Hampshire border and found that it serves a lot of folks from the Granite State. So now, if the federal law is found to be unconstitutional, that would mean Massachusetts would continue to be a sort of island of universal coverage. Wouldn't that affect the Massachusetts law, at least in terms of what it costs us?
Well, no more so than it does now. And right now, people who are uninsured in Massachusetts can come here and get care. Hospitals will more than likely deliver that care, and they won't get repaid for it here in Massachusetts because we don't reimburse hospitals for treating citizens from outside the state borders. But the notion that that is going to grow any more than it has now is really just speculation. And right now, it's really a very small percentage of the care that hospitals across the state provide.
All right, Martha. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger, who covers health care policy here in Massachusetts.
Well, up next, when Massachusetts stopped a highway project, we'll remember the defeat of the Inner Belt. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.